Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
One of the most amazing things about growing old is the human brain's ability to remember events from decades earlier while forgetting details of things that happened just yesterday. Take my brain, please. I'm reminded of this phenomenon almost daily. A great example is music. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, I become aware that I have silently been humming a song in my head that I have neither sung nor even thought about in decades. I was sitting down with a cup of coffee and a piece of toast the other day, and my brain decides to launch into a muted version of a really old song called Cruising Down the River on a Sunday Afternoon. Now, I don't know for sure if that's the correct title, but it's the first line of the song, and that's good enough for me. What prompted this little musical outburst that nobody but me could hear? What pathway to the distant past was suddenly opened in my memory bank to bring that particular song to the front of the queue? It couldn't have been the coffee. Maybe it was the strawberry jam. It's possible I once ate toast and jam on a boat on the Maumee. Who can say? This happens to me all the time, and I'm betting it happens to you as well, even if you're not as old as I am. I never know what song is going to burst forth. Not long ago, it was a tune called Begin the Beguine. I don't even know what a beguine is. It could be one of those donuts they sell in New Orleans, though I suspect not. Sometimes one of these songs from the distant past gets stuck and begins playing in a constant loop in my head. Last time that happened, it was an old Barry Manilow song called Weekend in New England. I loved the song when it first came out, but that was when I wore a much younger man's clothes. Now I hate it. Yet here it is again. I will have a tough time falling asleep tonight. Thanks, Manilow. It's not just music that occupies my brain at the oddest times. Out of the blue, something will trigger a memory of a car, for example, that my parents had when I was a kid. I can recall every detail, including its paint scheme, the placement of the controls, the function of every knob and lever, and how bad the reception was on the radio. But if you ask me the color of the car I just traded in a year ago, well, I have to stop and think about that for a minute. It's the same with television. I can remember the plot and the details of an episode of I Love Lucy from the 1950s, along with most of the dialogue, including when Ricky Ricardo would shout, "Lucy, you got some splainin' to do." But while my mind is crystal clear about Lucy and Ricky, I'm not sure I would be able to provide much detail about last Sunday night's episode of 60 Minutes. Maybe it's because when you have a lifetime of memories crammed into your brain, and it took several decades to accumulate them all, the memories that have been there the longest are the easiest to retrieve. Oh, good grief, here comes that song again. Curse you, Barry Manilow.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.